Hello, and welcome back to Meme Monday. I'm your host, Benny Wills. It's another week. It's another Monday. It's another episode of this show. I've decided to pay a little bit more attention to what's going on in the world because I think I owe that to you in order to be a good host of a show that delivers you the news and memes. Besides, it's kind of juicy this week. The Kanye stuff is very intriguing, interesting. I don't have a horse in this race. I don't really have an opinion on it, but it certainly caught my ear to an extent. And let's just show those memes and we'll just keep on chatting it up, yucking it up for the next 45 minutes or so. Here we go. Let me get this screen. And boom, there I am in the little screen. How do you like the background? It's evergreen. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas, so I decided to change the background a little bit. And I'm drinking out of a Christmas mug. Indeed. Kanye, what pill did you take? Ah, oh, fuck, you took all of them. I knew it! He took all the pills, all at once, he overdosed. And now he's, saying some things you're not supposed to say. Here's Kanye's PR manager watching him do another interview. I won't say it as many times today, but make sure you like this video and subscribe if you haven't already, because it's makes me feel good. And if you're feeling good, return the favor so I can feel good. All right. Breaking news, Will Smith agrees to slap Kanye if it will uncancel him. Kanye releases brand new album called My Struggle. And here's the next album cover. How's everyone doing out there? Guys, looking at the chat, thanks for being here. Those of you who are showing up for the live version, I do appreciate that. And as usual, the super chat option is available. There's his new logo. Congrats, Benny. Oh, thank you. Never watched a live stream before, but your show is worth it. Thank you. Oh, and thank you, Shyla, for the super chat. I do appreciate it. All the Kanye stuff has gone right over my head. Yeah, well, you know, if you choose to not pay attention to certain things that are happening, I don't mind. I don't have an opinion on that, on you for doing that. I think that's just fine. I've had to like force myself a bit to pay attention, because I find most of this stuff just wears me out, and I got enough stressors in my life. So let's keep going. Ooh, you know that AI artwork that's going around? Anybody seen that? Anybody on Facebook seeing your friends doing the AI thing? Well, here's one of Yee. Yay. Or does he say yay? Is it ye or yay? I don't know. Meanwhile, Hitler concerned this Kanye guy, making him look bad. He's worried about his reputation. He's like, I don't know this person. my Newsweek hour. Mine too. This is my Newsweek hour as well. People of Gotham,
I'm giving you 12 hours to turn in the Batman to me, or there will be chaos and anarchy in your streets.
I didn't rehearse that. What a weird situation. All I'll say. Here's that poly couple at the bar buying you a drink. Ooh, most controversial public figure, Alex Jones, or is it, ooh, yay. I assume it's yay, right? Yay. Yay. Yay, yay, yay. Here's a glimpse into Kanye West's worst nightmare. A Friendly reminder, all these memes can be yours at the friendly low price of $0 by signing up for the meme mailing list. Click the link below and you'll get all these memes delivered to your inbox mañana. Huh, various crypto billionaires are suspiciously dying. Kanye said stuff. Me, I keep thinking I've forgotten something. Oh, the yay drama? If you forgot, it wasn't all that important. Yeah, I guess. Five cars rented by Secret Service for Biden vacation catch fire are destroyed. Whoa, 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 whoa. Anybody catch that news story? Doesn't slip through the cracks of this news show. I'm documenting history, folks. Sign up. Like and subscribe. No one. Meanwhile, your cousin Roger. Let me tell you something, bud. That Kanye feller ain't half bad for, well, you know. let me tell you something. Individual on TikTok. I identify as they, them. Me. Who's they, though? Have you guys watched Yay on Alex Jones or Tim Cast? Is it Yay or Ye? I feel like I feel like enough people are saying it. I probably could have heard it, but I just look at memes, so there you go. You know, honestly, it's comical at this point how global leaders demand a new world order in front of a swastika, but it's Kanye West we are supposed to be worried about. I think it's Ye. Yeah, it makes sense. Kanye. Makes sense. Ye, as in Kanye. Yes, okay. Yeah, but you guys are paying more attention than I am. Great. Moving on to the next topic. The U.S. soccer team on their way to play Iran today for you know who. But Obama wondering why U.S. team didn't just drone strike the Iranians. Clear victory. Clear path to victory. Nation relieved to no longer have to pretend to like soccer. It's true. I loved playing soccer. As I mentioned last week, I was a soccer player in high school, and I loved playing the game. But not very fun to watch. Personally, not a big fan to watch it. But love playing it. I do like playing sports in general. I can't believe Qatar didn't want this on their streets during the World Cup. How non-inclusive of them. How dare they? Let's cancel Qatar. No, seriously? This? Hold on, let me get the point. This right here? This is your government, folks. And that lovely person on the bottom left there. We're going to be getting to that person in a moment here. Like right now. Oh boy. Matt Damon appears to have fallen on hard times. Sam Brinton something. This person stole someone's luggage at the Minneapolis airport. I did a little bit of homework, like I said. The Bourne Degeneracy. It. Why not? And then we have another one here. Yeah, Grand Theft Luggage. Sam Mamdreas. We're doing great. We're having a great time. I'm having fun. You guys having fun? You guys liking this? Good memes? I think they're good. All right. when you get caught stealing luggage, but still want to treat yourself. Yes, great idea having a mentally ill patient looking after nuclear power. Hmm. Is that what that person does? In 2026, this is the Mario movie sequel that's going to come out. There's Mama Luigi, Princess Peach, and of course Toad there on the right. Hollywood's going to pat themselves on the back for this one. Good memes. Extra spicy clown world. I agree. Extra spice. This is a really good meme. This is one of my favorites from tonight. Don't ask why children need to see drag queens. Ask yourself why drag queens want an audience of children. I think this is a really good meme. The backdrop is great. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lee. I do appreciate that. I needed to spice it up with some evergreen trees today. Meanwhile, there's this story. The Balenciaga clothing line exposed for exploiting kids sexually. Everyone else feeling like that. We're doing great. The Balenciaga stuff, I went down... That was a tough one. Any, you know, subjects like this one are tough to stomach. So I did learn a little bit about this, and it's just disturbing. The Balenciaga campaign scandal and how the fashion world, Hollywood, and celebrities are responding. Her, are you seriously going to question every single narrative on the news? Me. Man reads tweet he disagrees with. Dies. Balenciaga. Ball is king in Latin. Oh, that's interesting. Yes, yeah, Celine Dion has a clothing line for children. Isn't it called Celine Nunu? Yeah, that stuff's weird too. Very weird. Very weird, dark. That's the kind of rabbit hole I don't suggest you go too deep into, because it will make you feel ill. Not to say you shouldn't be aware of it, but just be careful when you're exploring rabbit holes like that. It's pretty dark. Let's get back to the fun. Hey, not now, Mom. I'm defending Elon Musk online. Close the door. Here's the fact checkers meeting. Ha ha ha, that is a voter. Probably. That's a lot of dummies. How unfortunate. Sam Bankman-Fried's philanthropic goals will never be realized. Of course, he is the man behind FTX, which just collapsed, of course. I'm touching on the stories. Experts warn that if you stop listening to them, they'll feel sad. Ginger tea, my old friend. Excuse me, sir, is there any particular reason why you've made him white? That's the Department of Critical Race Theory. The look you have while holding in your farts so you don't have a carbon footprint. We're having a great time. I'm having a great time. Make sure you like and subscribe. Sign up for the meme mailing list. Uh-oh. Watch out. Be careful with technology. You might head into a future that was prophesized by Pixar. Woof. This person said, I'm no longer supporting SpaceX and will change my support to NASA. I refuse to support any organization that hires Nazis. And there's NASA's reaction. sorry, I'm laughing because the show is being watched in the kitchen by my wife and my son. And I saw him, I heard him have a reaction to this monkey face. That's very funny. Okay, the live show. Without a single degree, they created art that inspired generations. And then the artists with degrees arrived. Let's switch it over to live chat. Put it on. Okay. Okay. Here's me looking at the list of newly elected officials. How to recognize a stroke. Twisted mouth, arm paralysis, and incoherent speech. Let's let that one just sit there for a second. Okay, moving on to another sensitive subject. At first it was, government says so, makes you immune, it's safe, and keeps you out of the hospital. And then it changed into, government says so, it's safe, keeps you out of the hospital. And then government says so, it's safe, and then just government says so. In four easy steps. Shout out to all the great people that entertain us by pretending to be doctors on television. Good meme, all caps. I see that. Thank you. I think so too. I try to only put good memes in the show. Some are great, some are good. But I strive not to put any bad memes in the show. For the safety of the old people. What a shame. They're not accidental deaths, they're... when the dementia hits the monkeypox. I don't even know what's happening here, but I like it. I'm into it. All right, and then just a quick little plug here. A few weeks ago, I was holding this contest giveaway for Parhesia, and I mentioned that you could obtain this free guide, and I wanted to remind you that this is available even though I'm not doing the giveaway. So if you want to obtain this free guide, talk to anyone about anything. We are still in the holiday season. A guide to building bridges to conquer division. You can click the link below, the first link in the description, and you can obtain your free copy right now. Or actually, let's say in 10 minutes or so when this is over. But I want to make sure you knew that. That wasn't just as a part of that giveaway. This is for you when you need it. As we count down to Christmas, New Year's, and of course a brand new year altogether. This might benefit you in some way. Click link below And back to the memes. So the marketing executive, daring enough to greenlight this, my hat's off to you. My older son and I watched the original How the Grinch Stole Christmas cartoon, not this new digital one, yesterday. And it was cool, I guess. That's all I got. We watched it. It was cool. The music's pretty good. All right. Here's the front of the Christmas tree versus the back of the Christmas tree. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right? bold and daring. Indeed. Indeed. Santa deniers at Science-mas Eve when they hear Darwin claws evolving down the chimney. Oh! very good. Very good. That holiday classic, lava, actually, it's only magma when it's underground. Ha 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 ha. Very good. This month I'm doing a challenge called December. It's where I try to make it through every day of December. Magma is amongst my favorite words. Magma. What is that? Oh, it's Austin Powers. Austin Powers. Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, still holds up. Another 90s classic comedy. The pinnacle of comedy in Hollywood. 90s. Here's what you know, and here's what you know you don't know. Below that is what you don't know, and then what you don't know you don't know. here's 2023 and me still trying to process 2020. Is that Brad Pitt? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Tyler Durden. When you're so high, you start to get scared. I've been there. Oh, I've been there. Especially when you go out in public during the day. And you're like, why did I think this was a good idea? Oh, yes. Here's Greta Thunberg as Gollum, as generated by AI. Oh, Volkswagen Italy, please never change your Instagram handle. Let you read that one on your own. It's probably funnier to say it in your mind than for me to say it on the show. Oh man, today in well-meaning things that age terribly, I bring you this charity golf t-shirt from 1982. Oh, one of the best words in the English language. And very applicable to so many things. Need. I agree. I would like to have that shirt. Here's my email security when I try to log in from a new phone. Every time. I miss when retarded was part of the normal vernacular. Me too. Let's make it a part of the normal. You know what? It is a part of the normal vernacular in my world. And that's good enough. That's good enough. Benny, you love the R word. I do. I have a whole poem about it. It's my only poem dedicated to a word. Let's make retards great again. All right. Here's an Edward Bernays quote, everybody. Father of propaganda, nephew of Sigmund Freud. In place of thoughts, it has impulses, habits, and emotions. I'll take a sip of my tea. Let that one sink in. Gosh, you know, I can't wait for society to collapse so my ideology can rise from the ashes. Some of you are guilty of this. That's right. My brother wanted to measure the trees in his yard. This is how he did it. Guilty, I know. I know. I know you're guilty. I called you out. I don't even know you. And I know it. I knew it. House owner. I'd like to break both of my legs. Architect. Say no more. We're getting there. So close. Oh, by the way, don't forget to watch the whole video because I have another classic JoyCamp joint at the end of this. Yep. Stay to the end. Another great full of LOLs. Lulls, as they call them, as the kids call them. When the waitress who said she'd be right back with your sauce is walking around the restaurant living her best life. That's got to be one of the funniest TV shows of all time. I haven't watched it in several years, but I did binge 10 seasons of it years ago, and it was hilarious. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to know if it's gone woke. I don't want to know, but it was really funny for at least the first 10 seasons. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, if you don't know what I'm talking about. That face you make when you added raisins to the potato salad to cool off the spice of the mayo. Why does that make me laugh? I don't know. That's just funny. The spice of the mayo. Maybe that's the I left the second title of the episode blank today because I was like, something's gonna emerge from the show. Maybe it's gonna be the spice of the mayo. Wait to find out. Rewatch the video tomorrow to find out what I changed the subheading to. Here's me leaving Chili's the way God intended. I think I have another Chili's meme. That's not next. I should have put it next to it. There's another Chili's meme in here. TBD. Woman stopped at airport security wearing butt plug containing boyfriend's ashes. The boyfriend, is this heaven? Come on. What? Who thinks of this stuff? Very funny. Very funny. If you think this is funny, we can be friends. Hey, what? Hey. She's modeling now. What do you know? I'm on the edge of my seat, make my back hurt. All right, getting old. When you accept someone's friend request and they start going through and liking all your pics from years ago. Let's save the rest of that tea. Home stretch. At the doctor's office, mom, please don't touch anything. Toddler. Am I right? Am I right? Moms and dads, right? And this is when the lying first started. What is that monkey licking? I don't know. Best not to know. I'm leaving. You're addicted to gambling. I bet I can win you back. This one strikes close to home. YouTube in 2009. YouTube now. Oh, man. Too true. Am I right? Question. Can you explain what JoyCamp is or was? Yes, I can. JoyCamp is the channel that I created with my friends back in 2012 to have some goofs and spoofs with the truth and conspiracies. We wanted to bring some much-needed levity to the truth movement, as it was called back then. And I think we achieved that. But I don't live in LA anymore, so I don't make videos with my friends anymore. Very often, anyway. Moving on. What do you want to eat? What are you in the mood for? Is there anyone coming out since your visit? Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And I'll make sure to... So for you, Steven, I will put a link in the description below of the video that I'm going to show at the end of this video so that you can go to the JoyCamp channel and get lost for several days. Laughing. Here's my mom and 9-year-old me and the lobster tank at the grocery store. JoyCamp succeeded. It made humor of topics that were taboo to discuss. True. Yes, it comes up when you search JoyCamp too, but people are sometimes a little too lazy for that. Not saying that Steven is. Sometimes people are a little lazy. They just want to have clicks. Click, click, click. Make it easy as possible. No, you're not pregnant. Taco night. Your nose is in the middle of your face because it is the center. I just heard my son say, Spider-Man. Nutritionists say that pizza is a healthier breakfast than cereal. I believe every word that man just said because it's exactly what I wanted to hear. Very funny. Power farts. Exercise farts for boys and girls. The funniest part of this is the cat's quote at the bottom there. Stop. Cough, please. Oh, man. Come on now. Very funny. Very funny. Here's me today and probably for the next 4 months. This one's not funny. This is truth. This is my truth. But here's the good thing about winter. Nothing like a good fart joke. Amen. Amen to that. So true. When the relatable meme is funny, but also hits your deepest insecurities. We've all been there. When someone out of your league starts flirting with you. Now we know why Bernie was wearing those mittens. Here's me trying not to zone out while someone is talking to me. I can help with this. Sign up for Parhesian. When you realize that no help is coming, you're an adult and have to motivate yourself to move forward. Truth. 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 We all have that moment as well. Uh-oh, did my chat just freeze up? That's a little good. Alright. Alright. The chat's frozen for some reason. There we go. Here we go. And finally, if you're feeling bad about your life, just look at this guy taking a sunset beach pic of his vape. Trust me, you're doing just fine. Ah, yes. Don't go anywhere, because I have a JoyCam video to play you for you, Steven. This one's just for you, Steven. And everyone else as well. We did it. I am going to do something that was suggested to me last week that I just haven't gotten around to yet, but someone suggested that I put all the banned or censored videos from the JoyCamp channel on my Patreon page, and I'm going to do that. That is on my to-do list for this week. So if you want to see the videos that YouTube has removed from YouTube, go to Patreon, sign up, and then you can watch them sometime this week. And yes, go download the PDF, talk to anyone about anything. It will, if you're, you know, feeling nervous about the holidays and conversations and hanging out with your loved ones, because now that the restrictions have been lifted and people are more comfortable being together again, but you're like the odd duck, download the guide and see if you can find some pearls of wisdom to apply to your scenario, and then let me know how it goes. I want to know how these tactics work for you and if they're helping. I mean, I know they work because I've heard from a lot of people who have utilized them, and they have success stories. And I want you to succeed as well in conversation. So that's that. Sign up for the mailing list and if you signed up. Oh, lastly, if you are one of the people who is now signed up for Parhesia, that starts in just a few weeks, just after the new year, I sent you an email today. Please write me back. I'm trying to organize everyone's schedule so we can pick a time that works for everybody. And we're coming in from all over the world, so it's not the easiest task, but I will accomplish it. Just write me back as soon as you can. And if you're not in the class, well, you can join if you want. There's no cap on how many people can join now, and I would love to have you on board. If you have questions, email me. And in the meantime, just download the PDF and we'll talk soon. All right, here's the JoyCam video. And it's called Irritable Trump Syndrome, ITS, also known as Trumproids. Much love, everyone. I will talk to you all very, very soon. Feeling angry? Tired of bigotry and racism? Are you experiencing spontaneous bouts of complaining? Do you find yourself triggered by just about anything? Then you may be suffering from ITS, Irritable Trump Syndrome.
Also known as Trumproids.
ITS is an infection of the mind caused by the rapid spread of bullshit, propaganda, and fear. As ITS attacks your consciousness, it calcifies the pineal gland, inhibiting critical thinking and the ability to receive information that challenges a pre-existing programmed paradigm. Other symptoms may include self-righteousness, blame, passive aggression, validation through social media, circular argument, depression, arrogance, stubbornness, herd mentality, attacking those who do not agree with standing you, standing in solidarity, constipation, stress, statism, extreme cognitive dissonance, excuses to drink, meanness, smugness, bullying, denial, white guilt, hate, thinking you're smarter than everyone, and in some extreme cases, Trump worship. In the last few months, ITS has gone viral and it's memeing hard. It seems to be infecting everybody. Well, we're here to tell you there's hope. The cure to ITS is easier than you think. First, turn off your television and sign out of Facebook. Next, go outside. You remember outside, right? Say hi to your neighbor and listen to what he has to say. Watch out though, his kindness may surprise you. Great! Now that you've calmed the f*** down a bit,
go ahead and ask yourself some bigger questions, like, what is my purpose? How can I grow and be myself to the fullest of my potential? Why does the government infringe on my basic human rights? Why is there war? Why do I have to pay to be alive? How can I leave this world a better place than how I found it? What can I do to help? By reducing your ITS inflammation, you can help reduce flare-ups in others.
When my Trumproids were raging, I thought the swelling would never go down. But then I remembered that I'm the cure, and the answers I seek are within. I guess you could say, I trumped my roids.
But whatever you do, don't consult your doctor about ITS. This message is brought to you by the Universe, Great Spirit, and Source Energy, in conjunction with Mother Nature, Earth, and all those who came before you who dared to step away from the herd and stayed woke. Irritable Trump Syndrome. Just get over it already. Subscribe to Joy Camp. Support us on Patreon. And watch more Joy Camp by visiting our YouTube channel. Be careful, though. Our videos may surprise you.